When you're a little kid, you form a certain impression of your grandparents, and you think that you know them, even though they have lived like, you know, six times longer than you have. And then as you grow up, you learn some things about them, and your perspective changes. This happened to me with my grandfather on my mom's side, Grandpa Ray. He was, what I mainly knew about him as a young child was that he was rich, or at least a lot richer than we were. He owned Gerner's television and appliance store down in the Newport Shopping Center for many years, and so he retired as a successful businessman. They had a second house for a while and a condo for a while down in Florida, things like that. So I thought, when I thought of my grandfather, of someone who was rich and wise in the ways of business and was pretty much just laid back and could enjoy all the pleasures that life had to offer. Well, then I got a little bit older, and they told me the story of how my grandfather was also a Marine during the Second World War, that he fought on the beaches of Guadalcanal and was run over by an enemy tank. And in fact, the only reason that he survived was because they were on the beach. He was smashed down into the sand instead of being crushed to death. Although his one foot was run over by the tread, and that took him out of the action, could have been the reason that he survived the war. But certainly, I didn't know any of that until they told me this story. And that changed entirely my perspective, my understanding of who my grandfather was, the way that he had served our country, the difficult pain and recovery that he had gone through, the difficulties of coming back from the war and working hard to sustain his family. He didn't just have life handed to him on a silver platter. And so that increased, of course, the respect and the love that I had for my grandfather because I had learned more of the story of his life. Now, October is the month of the Holy Rosary. I'm sure you're familiar with this idea. And whether you are devoted to the Rosary and maybe pray it every day, or maybe you find the Rosary really boring and you just hate the repetitive nature of the Rosary, what we always have to remember about the Rosary is that one of its main purposes is to help us learn the story of Jesus Christ, to learn again and again and reflect more and more deeply on the story of Jesus Christ and what it has to do with my life. I'll give you an example. We'll look at the fifth sorrowful mystery of the Rosary, the crucifixion and death, because, of course, that's what Jesus makes reference to in the gospel today. James and John, of course, they don't know the story. They're still living the story. And so they have no idea, really, what Jesus is talking about when he makes reference to his baptism and to the cup that he will drink. But we do. We know the story of Christ. So maybe when we pray the fifth sorrowful mystery, we think a lot about the great suffering that Jesus went through for us, the love that is expressed in his death on the cross. That is important. That is definitely true. But how often do we take the mysteries of the Rosary and really tie the story together, tie all those different pieces together? For example, have you ever thought about the connection between that fifth sorrowful mystery and the fourth joyful mystery of the Rosary, the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple? Because that is a prefiguration of the crucifixion. Jesus, even as a little infant, is in a sense sacrificed to God. God loves prefigurations because he loves to teach us beforehand what is going to happen. Our first reading today from the book of the prophet Isaiah, written hundreds of years before Jesus, is very clearly a reference to Jesus as the suffering servant, his role, his attitude on the cross. And so God loves prefigurations, and that's what we see in the presentation of Jesus. Just as we are presented to God, sacrificed in a sense to God at our baptism, so from the very beginning, Jesus was prepared to sacrifice his life on the cross. Or again, there's a great connection, of course, between the fifth sorrowful mystery and the fifth luminous mystery of the Rosary, which is the Holy Eucharist. Because what did Jesus do at the Last Supper? He washed the feet of his apostles. He taught them, as we hear in the gospel today, that he had come to be a servant, that suffering servant, again from Isaiah. And so that's key. He teaches us as Christians, that's how we're to live our life as well. And so when we see him on the cross, we are to understand that that is the way that he has come to serve us, to wash our feet, to wash away our sins in his own blood. Now, of course, there's even more. Our second reading today is from the letter to the Hebrews. It makes reference to Jesus as the great high priest. Well, obviously, that's what Jesus is doing on the cross. He is our great high priest. But again, there's that connection to the Eucharist, the fifth luminous mystery. Jesus, in both situations, on the cross and at the Last Supper, offering his body and his blood. But another connection, the second glorious mystery of the rosary, the ascension of Jesus into heaven, right? What is he doing? As the book of Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews says, he is entering now into that true tabernacle in heaven for eternity to intercede before God on our behalf. See, all of those things, all of those mysteries are connected to that one mystery of Christ on the cross. And do we think of that? Do we tie that together when we pray the rosary? And that's just one example. We could go through lots of other ones. A real quick other one, think of the third sorrowful mystery of the rosary, the scourging at the pillar. Interesting connection with, I'm going to get yelled at by somebody for that. The second, rather, sorrowful mystery, the scourging. Interesting connection to the third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. Because what happens 8 days after Jesus is born? He is circumcised. For the first time, his flesh is cut, his blood is spilled for our salvation. So an interesting connection that you can see there to the scourging. So there's all these parts to the story. And do we tie them together? Do we reflect on them? Again, a final idea here, thinking of that mystery of the circumcision. There are so many other mysteries in the life of Christ that aren't some of the main official mysteries of the rosary. We can pray those too. You know, a lot of the religious orders, they have mysteries of the rosary that are slightly different than the general ones, you know? And so to pray a decade where we think of the mystery of Jesus purifying the temple, throwing out all the money changers, or where we reflect on the mystery of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Egypt while they were down there, right? What was that like? Well, they were exiled to Egypt for all those years. We can pray a decade of the mysteries of the parables that Jesus tells, the prodigal son or the good Samaritan, things like that. So that's the great beauty and flexibility of the rosary, is that there's always more to the story, always more ways that we can tie the story together and apply it to our own life. No matter where we are or what we are doing, we can literally have the entire story of Jesus Christ in our pocket, and we can pull it out and reflect on it whenever we want. And you know, the other great thing, of course, about the rosary is who is the one that is telling us this story. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, a little kid, the only thing I enjoyed more than reading a book myself was having my mother read me a book. I was kind of a bookworm growing up. But there's just something so bonding, so beautiful, so bringing us together when your mother reads you a story. And who is telling us the story of the rosary but our mother, Mary? She's the one who tells us the story of her son and who prays for us in the rosary, that we can understand it, that we can apply it to our own lives. And so I encourage us all during this month of October to really pray the rosary. If you already pray the rosary regularly, you know, rediscover the flexibility and the great riches and the great value of the ways that you can pray the rosary. If you don't already pray the rosary, maybe now is a good time to start. Even if it's just one decade a day, you can still be entering into the story of the life of Christ, understanding it at a deeper level. Praying the rosary together as a family is so important. The family that prays together stays together. We need more than ever family prayer, and the rosary is a great way of doing that. So I encourage you to pray the rosary during this month of October and throughout our lives, because in the end, the point is, if we want to love Jesus Christ, then we must know Jesus Christ. And if we want to know Jesus Christ, then just like with my grandfather, we must know the story of Jesus Christ. Immaculate Heart of Mary, Our Lady, Queen of the Holy Rosary,